Well, hey there. Welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. My name is Bobby McGraw, and hey, thanks for joining us today. I hope you had an awesome week. I know it's been a roller coaster, even leading up to Election Day, all the social media stuff, all the rants, all of that. It's just been a crazy, crazy week. And yet, yesterday reminded us God's still on the throne, the sun still came up, and there's still a lot of work for all of us to do. And so if you want to just get a cool perspective on this whole election, just head over to our pastor's website. It's achuckallen.com. It's simply the letter A, then chuckallen.com. And look for the post that went up on November the 9th yesterday, and just check that out. It's a really cool perspective. Well, today on the podcast, I want to take a little bit different approach than where we've been this week. And honestly, the reason why I want to do this and sort of go off script today is because there's something I've had a lot of conversations about. In fact, a couple weeks ago, we had our next membership breakfast and had a great conversation about this. And then last weekend, I got to hang out with one of our very, very cool college students and talk about this topic. And it just seems like it's one of those things that comes up. And so I figured, man, if I'm talking about this with so many people, let's just tackle it on the podcast today. Let's just have a conversation about it. And so the thing I want to talk about is to talk about baptism. See, at Sugar Hill Church, we think baptism isn't an add-on. We think baptism isn't something that's just for a few people. We think that baptism is a really, really big deal. And so if you've been here at Sugar Hill Church for any time, chances are you've seen a baptism. We baptize almost every single Sunday. But if you're not part of Sugar Hill Church, you can go to sugarhill.church to our website and watch a replay of a recent Sunday. And I guarantee you, you'll get to see something that is really awesome. Well, honestly, some people ask that question, why is it so important to be baptized? And so some of you listening, you've been baptized. Maybe today will be a reminder of it. But perhaps this isn't something you've done yet. And you're asking that question, why is it important to be baptized? So let me just take a couple minutes, 3 or 4 minutes, and talk about that. The reason why we think baptism is a big deal, number one, is because anytime somebody's baptized, they are following the example that was set by Jesus himself. The gospel writer Mark says it in chapter 1, verse 9. He says, in those days, Jesus came from Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And so Jesus himself was baptized. That's pretty cool. He himself went into the water and he was baptized. So that's a great reason. Number two, why it's important to be baptized is so that we obey what Christ told us to do. See, right before Jesus left this earth, he said in Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20, he says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So literally, right before Jesus left this earth, his marching orders was to go and make disciples and baptize them. And so anytime we baptize somebody, I like to say this to them, that what they're doing when they get baptized is very tangibly obeying what Christ commands us to do. So number one, we follow the example set by Jesus. Number two, we obey what he told us to do. And then number three, why should we be baptized? It illustrates Christ's death and his resurrection. It illustrates his death and his resurrection. When he died on the cross, he physically died. And when he was placed in the tomb, he was physically placed in that tomb. Here's what it says in Colossians 2, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God who raised Jesus from the dead. And so Jesus was physically died on the cross. Jesus physically was placed in the tomb, and he physically came back to life. Well, the moment we put our faith and our trust in Jesus, we don't physically die, but spiritually we died to our sin, and we're giving a brand new start. And so in a lot of ways, that physical baptism symbolizes what happens inside of our heart. Oftentimes you'll hear us say when we put somebody under the water, buried in the likeness of his death, and when we bring them up, and we always do at Sugar Hill Church, when we bring them up out of the water, we say, in the likeness of his resurrection. So it's just a symbol to illustrate what's happened. And the fourth reason why I'd say we ought to be baptized, and I'll end with this one, is because number four, it illustrates my new life as a Christian. At the moment of salvation, everything becomes new. In fact, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and behold, the new has come. Now, you'll hear us say that baptism doesn't save anybody. There's nothing magical about it. The water isn't special. But anytime we are baptized, it is in obedience to what Jesus said we're to do, and it's a great mile marker in our faith. And so I'll wrap up with this. Who should be baptized? I think every single person that's put their faith in Jesus. And when should you do it? After you've put your faith in Jesus. In fact, if you've put your faith in Jesus, but you haven't been baptized since then, man, I want to encourage you. Would you think about getting baptized? And if you have been baptized already, would you just say, thank you, God, for the picture of the new life that comes from Christ? Hey, I realize this is a quick podcast, but if you have any questions about this, feel free to shoot me an email. My email address is bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. Again, that's just bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. And if you got questions, comments, or if this is something you want to be part of, just let me know and I'll help answer any questions you have. Well, hey, I hope this is helpful to many of you, and I hope you have a great rest of your day, and we look forward to seeing you back here on Friday for the last part of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast for this week, and Pastor Chuck jumps on for that episode. Have a great day, and we'll see you soon.